coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Love Letters, a Bible study on the epistles with Pastor Arno Bessel of St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Plymouth, Devon.
Welcome to the series of Bible studies on the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Philippians. Writing and sending letters used to be one of the most important means of communication over the centuries. Although in our days there are many means of instant communication, particularly electronic ones, letters continue to be written and are sent by individuals, companies, and organizations of all kinds. In biblical times, the Apostle Paul wrote a number of letters to churches and individuals. It is commonly believed that Paul composed and sent 13 letters in times when he was unable to go in person to a certain place or to meet a certain person face to face. One of the letters written by the Apostle Paul was sent to the church in Philippi. Philippi was a Roman colony and an important city in Macedonia, located on the main highway leading from the eastern provinces to Rome. The famous road called Via Ignatia bisected the forum of the city and was the chief cause of its prosperity and political importance. As a prominent city of the gold-producing region of Macedonia, Philippi had a proud history. Originally, the city was named after Philip II, the father of Alexander the Great. Later, the city was honored with the name of Julius Caesar and Augustus. Many Italians from legions swelled the ranks of citizens and made Philippi vigorous and a city in which several languages were spoken. It grew from a small settlement to a city of dignity and privilege. Philippi was intended to be a miniature version of Rome. Let us now focus on the letter sent to the Christians in Philippi. The early Christian church was unanimous in believing that the letter to the Philippians was written by the Apostle Paul. Certain features in the letter, particularly personal references, fit very much important aspects of Paul known from other books in the New Testament. When we read the letter, it becomes evident that Paul wrote it while he was in prison. Some scholars have argued that this imprisonment took place in Ephesus, perhaps circa 53 to 55 AD. Others argue that Paul wrote from a prison in Caesarea, circa 57 to 59 AD. However, the strongest evidence favors Rome as the place of origin and the date as circa 61 AD. It seems that Paul was confined to house arrest and lived in a rented home, where for 2 years he was able to announce the gospel to all who came to him. What was the purpose of Paul writing to the Philippians? The main purpose was to thank the Philippians for the gift they had sent to Paul when they learned of his detention in Rome. However, Paul makes use of the opportunity to fulfill several other desires, including the following. 1. To report of his own circumstances. 2. To encourage the Philippians to stand firm in the face of persecution and rejoice regardless of circumstances. 3. To exhort the Philippians to humility and unity. 4. To commend two men to the Philippian church, namely Timothy and Epaphroditus. 5. To warn the Philippians against certain legalistic teachings and the practice of certain liberties among them. What do we know about the inhabitants of Philippi? Philippi was a prosperous Roman colony, which meant that the citizens of Philippi were also citizens of the city of Rome itself. Today we would say that they enjoyed dual citizenship. They prided themselves on being Romans, dressed like Romans, and often spoke Latin, the official language of Rome. Paul must have taken all this into account when, at a certain point of the letter, he refers to the heavenly citizenship of Christians. Many of the Philippians were retired military men who had been given land in the vicinity and who in turn served as a military presence in this frontier city. The fact that Philippi was a Roman colony explains why there were not enough Jews in the city to permit the establishment of a synagogue. Since there was little Jewish presence in the city, Paul does not quote the Old Testament in the letter. How did the church in Philippi begin? The church was founded by Paul during his second missionary journey. Paul's common missionary strategy was to start his work in a synagogue when he arrived at a certain new place. However, in Philippi no synagogue was to be found. Where did the Christians meet? In the book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 13, we find the following reference concerning Philippi. And on the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate to the riverside, where we supposed there was a place of prayer, and we sat down and spoke to the women who had come together. It was there, probably in the open air, at the riverside where Paul had begun his work. The Lord opened the ear of a lady called Lydia to the gospel. She must have been a wealthy and generous woman, and who offered her house as a meeting place of the church. Paul knew struggle and suffering in Philippi. He had been beaten and imprisoned without the due process of law to which his Roman citizenship entitled him. However, Paul did not complain about his condition. Instead, in the midst of struggle and suffering, he rejoiced in the Lord and spoke of joy. The church in Philippi was mainly Gentile, that is, it was composed of non-Jewish people. It can be noticed from Paul's writing that the church in Philippi was especially near and dear to the apostle. It was Paul's firstborn church in Europe. The generosity of Lydia in the first days of Paul's work in Philippi set the tone of the church's life for the years that follow. The Christians of Philippi are distinguished by their generosity, so much so that Paul felt free to accept gifts from them. In his letter, Paul calls the Philippians partners in the proclamation of the gospel. The Philippians supplied Paul's needs years later when he was in Thessalonica, and again in Corinth, and at some sacrifice to themselves. This explains one of the purposes of Paul writing to the Philippians, namely, to say thank you for their generosity. Now we turn to the text of Paul's letter to the Philippians. In chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, we read the following. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi, with the overseers and deacons. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul follows the conventional letter format of his day with its three elements. 1. Identification of the sender. 2. Identification of the recipients. And 3. Greeting. At a first glance, it seems that there are two authors of the letter, Paul and Timothy. In reality, however, Paul is the author of the letter and Timothy is Paul's associate, the co-sender. Paul and Timothy identify themselves as servants of Christ Jesus. The word servant means literally slave. In the context of the Roman culture and practice of the day, a slave was a person possessing no rights or freedom. A slave lived totally at the service of others. According to our human nature, we are described as slaves of sin, that is, we have denied God in order to join the enemy. As slaves of sin, we have no rights, nor do we possess the ability to free ourselves. However, God's Holy Spirit led us to Jesus Christ and created faith in our hearts. Jesus ransomed us from slavery of sin with the sacrifice of His life on the cross. Jesus made us His own. Now we are servants in the sense of being duty-bound to carry out His will. We serve Jesus Christ with our time, our talents, and our material possessions. Notice, then, that Paul and Timothy do not introduce themselves as superiors or rulers or bosses over the believers. Rather, in humbleness, they introduce themselves as servants of Christ Jesus. Paul addresses the Christians in Philippi as saints in Christ Jesus. The meaning of the word saints here is not in the sense of being without fault, morally pure. Saints here means being forgiven and purified from sin in Jesus Christ. All Christians are saints in that they have been declared righteous by God and are constantly being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Paul also addresses his letter to the overseers and deacons, that is, church officers in charge of certain services. Paul greets the believers in Philippi saying, "Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." This is not just a polite greeting formula, but conveys God's precious gifts. Grace is God's favor towards sinners who desperately need it. Peace is more than a feeling of tranquility. Peace expresses God's way of relating to sinners, forgiving their trespasses, and removing any reason for conflict and enmity. God's grace and peace are brought to us by Jesus Christ. Thank you for reflecting with us in this study. Please join us again next time.
This study has been prepared and presented by Pastor Arno Bessel. He serves St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Plymouth, Devon. The congregation at St. Peter's is expecting to meet you and to share the good news of Christ with you. Divine services are held on Sunday at 11 a.m. and Bible studies on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. For more details, visit our website, stpeterslutherans.co.uk. You can also follow us on Facebook, St. Peter's Lutheran Church, Plymouth, England. For questions or comments about any issues raised in this program, write an email to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned.